Well, again, I was very honored to be awarded by the city the Woman of the Year, and the luncheon was pretty much overwhelming. There are a lot of wonderful professional women that are in Bloomington, and a lot of them came. So it was a really, I can't say enough how humbled I am. I did have a token representative of my family in the back, and that was one of my daughters. And after it was all over, she reminded me of my positioning in the family. So that's all I can say. If you know children, they tell you pretty quickly that, hey, snap, it's over, Mom. You're back to what you need to be doing. So, again, very humbling experience, very honored by the city, but my family keeps me in check. So
Judy, let me ask you the question that everyone was talking about at the luncheon. You're the first female superintendent of schools in the MCCSC, and you fought the fight. And what kind of a fight has it been as a female to work your way up to superintendency?
You know, it's a really interesting question because I talk to our administrators about that all the time. And quite frankly, sometimes I'm a little disappointed in our female administrators because, you know, I came through a time when all my bosses were male. So I always tell them, you know, if I didn't like something or I didn't achieve it to the ultimate maximum of my ability, then they probably would have looked at the door and said, see that door? Bye. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want a woman anyway. In fact, one of my first administrative jobs, I was hired by a gentleman who I knew I, you know, really had a lot of respect for. And I'll never forget it. He called me and he said, Judy, he said, he didn't even say who he was. I could tell by the voice. He said, I heard you got your administrative license. And he said, you know, they're making me get a woman. So if I got to get a woman, it might as well be you.
Well,
and so that was kind of like, that was like one of my first administrative experiences. But, you know, I've always been a first, and it's very unfortunate. And I just hope that, you know, women today know that they have to be leaders. And, you know, are we going to have, you know, we always talk about family first, but, you know, it's a tough role to have family first when you're a leader. And I just hope our females continue that fight because we've got to continue in leadership positions for our kids.
It's very interesting, and congratulations again on that. Now, tonight, we have a school board meeting, and not too long after we get underway, we're going to leave via technology and the internet the school board meeting and go someplace else. Explain that. We're Skyping tonight.
We're very excited. Grandview is hosting a wonderful event for their families, and it's a dinner theater, and it's actually a fundraiser for a school in Africa, and they've been Skyping through the school year with a school in Africa, and tonight they have this dinner, and unfortunately we're not able to attend because we have a meeting, but we thought it would be a great opportunity to Skype with them and kind of get an update from our principal, Lisa Roberts, and her staff on the kinds of things that are going on and what they're doing. And I thought it would be a great way to use some of our technology so you can see what we do in the classroom, and then also not lose out on that opportunity to see and be part of their dinner.
Well, Lisa talked to us about that program here in her appearance, and so be kind of interesting. They're having dinner theater, means food, but we can't get food via Skype, can we?
No, that's the unfortunate part.
But, and if Keith can't figure that out, nobody can. That's just not how that's going to work.
Although, I'm not sure, you know, I see these kids, in particular at Grandview, we have a 3D printer, and it's pretty amazing of what's going on over there. So,
print me a dinner.
Who knows, they may be able to send some over.
Now, we've got some hearings tonight on some things that are essential to where we're headed.
We do. We will have a hearing. We have a number of projects that we have bundled together. And in the school business, if you stay under a $2 million cap, you can do those through a bonding process by a legal proceeding. And tonight we'll have a hearing. We have a number of projects in the school corporation with 23 buildings. You can only imagine when you're talking about school safety, talking about ADA compliance, all of those things that we have to worry about all the time, we always have projects. So we do have a major debt that will be falling off our debt service plan here in the next couple of years. So about 3 years ago, we put together a strategic planning committee for our facilities, and they met for about 2.5 years and put a wonderful plan together. We did that in anticipation of all of this debt falling off because it's very important that we get these projects done, but then a guiding principle for us is keeping the tax rate level. So how do we do that? And it took us about 4 years of planning to make sure that can happen. So tonight will be a first in a series of projects. This is just going to be this will be a $7 million bond that we'll be using to do projects in about five or six of our schools that go all the way from a major electrical problem that we have at one of our high schools to roofing to Lakeview Elementary, where we need to be adding hopefully a classroom and doing a lot of upgrades in terms of ADA compliance, to Binford, who needs an elevator for our children who can't get up and down the stairs. So there are a number of great projects, and we look forward to that hearing this evening.
And also, you're going to be discussing some disabilities awareness issues?
Yes. Last month, we actually had Disabilities Awareness Month, and this evening, Dr. Hugo will be updating us on a number of programs that we continue to offer for students with what we call disabilities, but what we found out at our last board meeting is that they're really abilities, because we had a young man who has autism who came to us and did a wonderful job of explaining that this is just a different ability he has. And once we're able to work with that, the sky's the limit. So we're going to learn more about those programs this evening from Dr. Hugo.
Excellent job as always. Congratulations on your award. We always appreciate your time here on a Tuesday morning. And next time we talk to you, it's going to be April. And then we'll start talking about things like, where's graduation this year?
That's right.
It's really hard to believe. You know, we are closing in on the end of the school year. And so everybody's going fast-paced to make sure they get everything done, you know, before that June deadline. So you're right. We're closing in on it.
Well, and the good news is we don't have to add any extra days because of snow or anything like that. So it is a little bit weird, but in a good way.
That's right. Absolutely.
And we're a little weird, too, and we appreciate your time this morning. And we always thank you for it. Dr. Jamuth, appreciate it.
Thank you.